KQED.
Some school districts are turning to a new resource to help struggling readers, digital textbooks that are designed for blind students. A Silicon Valley publishing company is helping develop this format with a new injection of cash from the federal government. Lillian Monjo reports special education teachers are embracing the digital books.
Rob Turner has been blind his whole life, but that's never stopped him from reading. He can read Braille or he can listen to audiobooks.
In fact, I go back so far that when we used to use tapes in college, I'd have my roommates come in and I'd be listening to it at double speed with the pitch way up like Donald Duck, and they'd be saying, "How can you understand that?"
Things have come a long way. Nowadays, Turner says he uses digital books that allow him to speed up a synthesized reading voice without getting that chipmunk effect. To sighted people, the new digital books look similar to what you'd see on a Kindle. Turner says the key element is their operating system, which is called Daisy. It lets him navigate the books by tapping on the screen in response to audio prompts, or by using an electronic Braille machine.
The idea of Daisy is it allows someone who's reading an electronic book to have anchor points that they can quickly move to, beginnings of chapters, beginnings of sections, specific pages, that sort of thing.
These days, Turner works for a company called Benetech that makes these books. The Silicon Valley nonprofit began its online library a decade ago. Since then, it's become clear that the books created for blind readers can actually help lots of kids learn to read.
If you can't understand this word, you just highlight it.
So, like, if you miss a word, you can go back to it?
Yeah.
That's 9-year-old Jonas Wagner. He can see just fine, but his teachers say he has a learning disability that makes it hard for him to interpret text. But he has no trouble using a school computer to access a digital version of his 4th grade reading textbook.
And if you want to change your page, you just have to click the numbers.
Jonas turns to page 54 and unplugs his headphones so we can listen in.
Then you click speak.
She had never thought about joining a band or following a full-time musical career.
Less than 1% of public school students are legally blind. There are far more students, some estimates say as many as 10% of them, like Jonas. They can see, but they struggle to decode printed words. Jonas's special education teacher, Tammy Irvine, says many of these kids have no trouble understanding concepts once they're able to access them.
All of my students have really high comprehension, and they get it. They just can't access print.
Now, Irvine students at Toyin Elementary in San Jose not only have access to books and the ideas within them, they can use this new digital tool to go back and reread their books, or their worksheets, or their tests. And they can do all of that on their own. Irvine says that's huge.
Kids don't ask teachers to reread. They take the first one, and then they're done. Whether they understand it or they not, they move on.
Thanks to a special provision in copyright law, Benetech is not the only nonprofit accredited to create accessible books for the blind and print disabled. A few similar services use recordings of volunteer readers with real human voices instead of mechanical ones. But using digital voices lets Benetech produce books, worksheets, and tests faster than anyone else. Benetech's next goal is to convince large textbook publishers to create all of their materials in this accessible digital format. Benetech Vice President Betsy Bowman.
Now everybody's switching over their publishing process, and really a lot of folks switching over to this new format. So now is the opportune moment for us to be there saying, and hey, you guys can do it right this time, and you know, don't worry about what you did on paper. Let's do a digital book the right way.
To make that possible, the U.S. Department of Education just granted Benetech $6.5 million a year for the next 10 years. Jonas's mom is happy to hear that. Both of Amy Wagner's sons use the digital books to get their work done.
I was afraid they were going to be held back. Or one of them would be held back and they're a set of twins, and that would be difficult for them. They have a chance.
The federal money will also help Benetech expand its online library. If qualified students or teachers still can't find the books they need, they just have to ask. The company will digitize any book for free. For KQED News, I'm Lillian Monge.